Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today is the day for you. Good day, no matter what happened on yesterday.
33 at the hour now. Hello, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to talk about marijuana usage and what it does to your memory, amongst other things. He also, don't forget, has that wonderful site, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You want to check that out. Speaking of checking things out, one of the most beautiful things, Kenny and I were talking about this yesterday, and so it became our video of the day,
Dougie.
Today. Oh. What, you? Jennifer, you are beautiful.
Whatever.
Yes, you're very beautiful. The this
back to the bird.
View, the bird has a camera on it. It's an eagle taking off from the tallest building in Dubai, if memory serves me correctly. Isn't that right? It's Dubai. Small camera strapped on the back of this eagle. It's 2,700 feet above the city. And it is just an amazing, it's something that's breathtaking. Do yourself a favor and go to DougSteffen.com and just watch this video for a little while.
You think the eagle's thinking, what is this thing on my back?
On my back, yeah.
I can't reach it. Yeah. Somebody get it off
somebody,
me.
Somebody from PETA will protest, you can be sure of that. Europe's largest discount airline says it will begin flights to the United States for $15. Let me repeat that. Ryanair says it will begin with a promotion to have people fly from England. Mostly they fly out of London and around England, but they're also expanding into Europe a little bit. So, according to a story from London's Financial Times yesterday, the seats will cost $15. Other one-way tickets could be priced at $99. This is an amazing...
one-way ticket?
One way, right. $15 each way.
It cost you $10,000 to get back?
Well, no, it says $15 each way. Now, I don't know whether that means they $15 over and they try to hoodwink you on the other end. What I can't imagine, they have a fleet of 737s. They don't have anything bigger than that. So the 737 has a max range of 4,000 miles. The flight from London to Boston, for example, is 140
now
miles,
you know why
something
it's
close
$15.
To that. Well, I'm thinking to myself, if you really think this through, I'm not so sure I want to get on one of those
You're
planes.
You're a test case.
Go from London to New York, for example, or Philadelphia. You can't go anywhere on these planes except to New York. That's it. They can't fly anywhere from Europe. If you're lucky, you're going to make it to New York. And well, they are, in fairness, they're building, Boeing's building a new 737 with what they call it's a revamped, it's the Extend, I think it's 737EX is what it's called. And they're going to be able to get 4,400 miles out of it, new engines, that kind of stuff. But still, if you know what if you do any traveling at all, 737s are horrible. Long Americans now introduce them going on their coast to coast flights in a lot of cities. I'm riding on one today to go to Philadelphia, and they're good. Southwest has popularized them, using them for two and a half hour, three hour flights. They're okay for that, but to go cross country on them, and never mind that, going over the North Atlantic in a 737 is about the last thing I can imagine wanting to do. Oof. Wow, they don't really care. You know, I mean, that's not what they're selling. They're selling name recognition. So just think about it. Would you pay $15 just for the heck of it? I would. I wouldn't do it twice.
I would, too. I mean, 15 bucks to go to your
right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Right. Okay, Richie, thanks.
So you get some bad peanuts and a long bathroom line on a small, junky airplane. Go.
You know, one of the things that I get a big kick out of these days is how they protect the captain. You know, you can't, when the captain gets out of the cockpit
the
and wants to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, they pull a drink cart in front of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That's the way. Yeah, we're protecting the captain that way.
I can stop and get a soda on my way to attack the captain.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll drink to that. Okay, so there's another story at DougStephan.com today.
Allah Akbar. Oh, Diet Coke.
A suspected car thief. All right, okay. Calm down, will you please?
Peanuts.
Listen to this. Kenny, I love this story you found. A fellow who had stolen a car, he thought he was going to avoid arrest by spray painting his face black. Guess what, boys and girls? It didn't
this guy
work.
Is a genius, isn't he?
Police in Madera, California arrested Jose Espinoza after he fled from a stolen car parked near his home. He returned to his house a bit later. This time his face was covered in black spray paint in an attempt to disguise himself.
He's watched too many episodes of Amos and Andy, apparently.
Oh, my God. You have to see this picture.
Look at this picture.
This is hysterical.
At DougStephan.com. He spray painted his face black and attempted to hide against a white wall in his yard in his house. And then there's the picture that you see there is his mugshot. It is just silly. Just plain silly. There are a lot of silly people
these
in the
people
world.
Are walking amongst us.
Yes.
You know, I actually should share this story with you, but while we're talking about silly, dumb people, there was this big outrage on Facebook and Twitter, Ken. I'm not sure if you saw it, but from 1993, when Jurassic Park was first being made, Steven Spielberg took a picture in front of one of his fallen dinosaurs that it's a fake, obviously. There aren't any dinosaurs anymore, right, roaming the planet. It's like a fake dinosaur from the movie. And he's like sitting in front of it. And the picture just went viral recently. And people were going nuts about how they'll never see another Steven Spielberg movie again because he kills animals. And just going on and on about this plastic dinosaur that they thought was real, that he had killed, that he was like a hunter or something of dinosaurs. I've got to send you this story. Right. Too much fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Send the story. The story of Pete Rose highlighted today. The new baseball, new baseball commissioner Rob Manfred has been on the job for what, month or two since the season started? Early February. He has his first decision. Representatives for Pete Rose have asked the commissioner to lift the lifetime ban on baseball.
Yeah.
Manfred says he's willing to consider the request, saying, quote, I'm prepared to deal with it on its merits. This is not the first time that Rose has asked for reinstatement.
Let me tell you what Bud Selig said on his way out the door. The only way you get this job is if you uphold the ban on Pete Rose.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a condition of him being able to. I'm pretty sure that Bud is bitter, old, nasty self as he was.
Yeah.
Probably let somebody take his chair knowing that you won't overturn something I've held up for 20 years.
Well, before that, it was Bar Giamatti and it was Faye Vincent.
Well, I mean, you can make a case back in the Faye Vincent days. You know, okay, it was fresh. It was still a sting, a wound to the baseball world. So, you know, but Bud Selig he wouldn't let it go.
So many baseball players have done worse than Pete Rose. I just don't understand why this still goes on.
Worse in what way?
I mean, you have people that
are
caught with steroids and, you know, that
so
kind
is that
of
worse?
Cheating.
What's worse, steroids or betting on your team?
I would say steroids. I'd rather my coach bet on my team.
Kenny, what do you think?
I think
Kenny's not thinking.
When you're a manager of a team and you're illegally gambling, whether it's for your team or against it, that's pretty tricky, but, you know, it's been long enough.
All right, I think Pete Rose should be in, but that's just my opinion.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Oh, my God.
What took so long for you to transition from dirt to street machines?
Well, I rode dirt bikes as a kid. My boyfriend said, hey, you want to try riding a street bike? I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I started 4 years ago on a Sportster. 2 years ago, I bought a CVO Street Glide with a 110 engine. Oh, my God, it's so much fun.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for Arrogant Biker Minute. How did you get started?
No, I just didn't know anybody. I didn't know anybody had any Harleys, and so this is kind of my first thing into it. I was like, oh my God. My boyfriend has this really cool black bike, and you can see it in the mirror, in the windows, and it's just so much fun and so different. I'd never been around anything like that.
Take it away.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. Here at the recent Washington, D.C. Auto Show, the world's biggest car maker is looking to set the world standard for newer, greener cars. GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
The Chevrolet Volt is very exciting. You know, it's not a hybrid, it's not a plug-in hybrid. It's an electric vehicle with extended range capability. You can go up to 40 miles on one charge. And that's important because almost 80% of Americans commute less than 40 miles a day, like me and many people. However, if your life requires you to go a little bit further, we have a generator that kicks in to seamlessly give you another 300 miles of range. So it's a great combination of electric vehicle with extended range capability.
GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
People really, when they drive this vehicle, the vehicle's fun to drive. A lot of torque of the electric vehicle, so it's quick, it's fun to drive, but also you can drive 40 miles without using any gasoline. So it's a great combination of style, electric vehicle benefits, and it is fun to drive.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first, but most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are a follower of fashion, you know that Jack has put together a wonderful website, The Forbidden Doctor. He and his wife, Mary, are geniuses when it comes to understanding I don't want to say the contrarian side of things, but the other side of the medical world, the side that a lot more people seem to be paying attention to because of its relevance. Jack, last night I was with a group of people that we're using a new machine that there are only 200 of them in existence in the world. And what it does is take your handprint. You put your hand on this device for about 14, 15 seconds, and it will analyze everything going on in your body. And it is the most uncanny thing I've ever seen in my life. The woman who I witnessed four of these over the course of a couple of hours. The information that they found out about these people, what was going on in their bodies, if you hadn't told me this could be done with this kind of machine, I would have said you were full of baloney, unless I saw it myself. It is an amazing demonstration. It kind of reminded me of what Mary, the reason I'm bringing it up here is because it reminds me of what Mary does when she analyzes the various parts of your body with that, whatever that gizmo is that she's got in her office.
It's a bioscan.
Bioscan. But yes. This was done in seconds.
Do you remember the name of the device?
I don't, but I'm going to go back. They're going to do me on Sunday. I couldn't stay. I had to be on the road for 4 or 5 days. So when I come back on Sunday, I'm going to go meet them, and they're going to test me. So I'll tell you what comes out of it. But it was. I don't want to say shocking. Just I was spellbound looking at the thing and how it worked. Let's it get to...
It wasn't called a Zydo, was it?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, what happens with frequent marijuana use? One of the things that's a problem is your memory. Is that news? Or is this something that has come about as a result of more and more people using marijuana?
Yes, absolutely. It's becoming more apparent, the side effects of continued use of this particular product. While there is some definite medical advantages of the marijuana oil from which the THC has been removed, the idea that you can continue to smoke this stuff and get medicinal benefits from it, on the level that people are using this, especially what my brother who lives in Colorado, who's been telling me about this, and now other states joining in. Nevada is considering doing it this fall in a general election. Overuse of this stuff is causing anxiety. It's causing neuroses in people who are otherwise rather calm. It's causing memory problems. It's causing dissociative behavior. It's causing ear problems, tinnitus. Even people who will quit using this stuff after a while because they can no longer live in a perpetual high. Notice a few months later, after most of the side effects have worn off, they have hearing deficits, or they have tinnitus, depending on what school you went to, with this ringing, buzzing in the ear that will not go away, mm-hmm. and it is not responding to any particular type of medication.
Dude, what'd you say?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
All right, so right. from the same department, powdered alcohol has gotten approval by the FDA. This can't be anything but bad. Can you imagine powdered alcohol? What in the world are these people thinking?
Well, you know, anytime you start fooling around with Mother Nature, there's going to be hell to pay to some degree. Now, alcohol, ethanol, is a normal byproduct of certain types of sugar and fat metabolism that occurs in the gut. Mm-hmm. And people who have a high sugar intake, lots of soft drinks a day, lots of candy, things like this, have a perpetual flow of ethanol going into their brain all the time they don't even know about, because there's certain bacteria that's living off of those processed sugars that produce ethanol as a byproduct. But when you start doing something like this, I mean, what's the idea behind this? You buy some of this powdered stuff, you mix it, you dilute it down.
What do you mix it with?
The idea is, yeah, you put it in water, and this stuff.
It in any kind of flavored beverage.
That's about it. Anything that's water based. Yeah, now you can start sneaking it into your favorite venues. That's crazy. It's insane.
It really is. Another great move on the government's part. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget The Forbidden Doctor. This is a podcast. Check it out, forbiddendoctor.com.